The Renewal Retreat Podcast. I'm your host, Cindy. I'm a certified health and nutrition coach. And today we're going to talk about mornings. We're going to talk about the benefits of morning routines. And we are going to go over 4 habits that you can do in the morning that will literally make a difference in your life. These are habits that I've been doing every morning for several years that have changed the game. They will set you up for a successful day. They're going to leave you feeling more positive and energized and uplifted. They're going to regulate your hormones. They're going to benefit your gut health. So let's get into it. The first habit is don't hit snooze. You know what you're doing when you hit that snooze button? You are literally procrastinating your life. As soon as you hit that snooze button, you're saying nope. You're saying not today, life, not today. You are procrastinating your life. But we're not going to do that anymore. You know why? Because I have a life hack for you. What you're going to do is you're going to get an alarm clock. And you're going to put it all the way across the room. Away from your bed. That way, when your alarm clock goes off, you have to get out of bed and walk all the way across the room to shut it off. And there you go. You're already up. You're out of bed and you're already up. So, when you hit snooze, have you ever noticed you're in a really deep sleep when you hit snooze? That's because your body has sleep cycles. So when you fall back asleep after you hit snooze, your body is trying to go back into a full sleep cycle. And that's going to leave you feeling more tired because you're getting up every 5 minutes. And I'm guilty of this. I was hitting snooze, 7 or 8 times in the morning, not just like one time for 5 minutes. I mean, like, at least 8 times for like 10 minute intervals, and I would wake up feeling like crap because my body, my circadian rhythm is all disrupted, it's all messed up, and you feel like crap. So put your alarm clock across the room so you have to physically get your ass out of bed and shut it off. So the next habit is to drink water and eat breakfast before your morning coffee. Do not have caffeine on an empty stomach. You know why? Because your cortisol levels are at their highest in the morning. So your cortisol levels is your stress hormone. And when you have excess cortisol, there's a huge spike throughout your body when you have caffeine. So when you have excess of cortisol, that can cause weight gain, low sex drive, irregular periods, acne, issues with your mood, depression and anxiety. So what you're going to do when you wake up in the morning, you didn't hit snooze, you're going to pour yourself a big old glass of water, or you're going to fill up your water bottle. You could add lemon if you want, you could add electrolytes. You're going to drink that before your coffee, and then you're going to eat a nourishing breakfast, preferably some protein, some fats, maybe some fruit for antioxidants, and then you're going to have your caffeine in your coffee. So let's get into the third habit. So 1, don't hit snooze. 2, drink water and eat breakfast before your morning coffee. 3, this is my favorite one, and that is to get movement in first thing in the morning. Your body needs movement after being in a state of rest all night to promote blood flow and circulation. So when you move your body, you are giving your body so much energy, and what you could go for a 10-minute walk around your neighborhood. You could stretch for 5 minutes, or you could dance around your apartment. That's what I do. Dancing actually releases all happy brain chemicals. So move your body. Whether that's for 10 minutes or whether you feel up for going to the gym. And what that does is that really makes you feel productive because you got up and you moved your body. So you have energy. So that's our third habit. Our second habit is to meditate or deep breathe. I am on my 15th day in a row of practicing breathwork in the morning. And it is something that puts my racing mind at ease. Because when you connect to your breath, you are resetting your nervous system. And what that does is de-stress your body before your day. So whether you're sitting, you know, crisscross applesauce with your headphones on doing a full guided meditation, or whether you're just, you wake up and you lay in bed and you just take a few moments to inhale, exhale. So that is the fourth habit. And let's recap. So number one, don't hit snooze because you're procrastinating your life. Number two, drink water and eat breakfast before your morning coffee. Number three is to get movement in. And number four is to meditate or deep breathe. And they don't have to all be in that order. You could wake up and, you know, you could read first or you could journal first or you can go outside and, you know. So do these habits. They will change your life. All right, well, that concludes today's podcast. I'm your host, Cindy, and this is Renewal Retreat.